T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tell me if you think this might be their overarching theory, because I was just thinking about this.
Yeah.
In a way, Garoppolo was hurt and McKinnon were hurt last year. So I get it that that's going to be a strike against you and it's a miss in free agency. But the reality is you can kind of look at those guys as two free agent signings this year. In other words, you know what? The 49ers are going to have a new quarterback next year, and then McKinnon's coming back. So we think the offense is going to be better. So we're going to actually focus on defense right now because we're expecting things from players who didn't deliver last year.
Absolutely. And there's no position or player more important to this team than Jimmy Garoppolo. And you only got about 3 games out of him last year and spent all year rehabbing, still very well thought of in the 49ers locker room and by the management. This is a critical player that is going to be coming aboard. So, I mean, you want a big name? There's your big name, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
I mean, a year ago, last February, they signed him to that massive deal. Everybody was expecting them to go on a playoff run. He got hurt. McKinnon got hurt. So I don't see why you wouldn't expect him to go on a playoff run this year if he's healthy, especially now that they've addressed a lot of these defensive holes. Now, they didn't address the defensive holes with some big-time guys outside of Dee Ford. Quan Alexander could be if his ACL cooperates, which, knowing Niner history, that hasn't happened. Did they get a free safety that they really like? Well, they re-signed Jimmy Ward. As much as 49er fans dislike his injury history, the Niner brass really likes him. And I tell you what, when he plays, he's a good player as long as he's at safety. That's where he's comfortable. They've tried to make him into a nickel or a corner. They bounced him around. I like him at safety. So he's going to compete with Adrian Colbert. And guess what? The draft's coming up, so you might get a safety there. You might get a wide receiver in the draft. You might get another offensive lineman that you need. And that's how you build your franchise. So think back to 2-3 years ago when they basically tore this whole roster down, kept about 3 or 4 guys from the Trent Baalke years, like a Staley, a Buckner, guys that were very, that obviously are very good pros. They're still in place, and now you've had rebuild around them.
Cam, you hit the nail on the head with Jimmy Garoppolo and what he means, and if he can stay healthy, what can you tell us about his rehab? And how is he doing at this juncture?
Well, he stayed off the TMZ website, so that's probably a good
nice
dating action, right? We don't know much beyond what we hear from the 49ers. There's no videos of Jimmy working out at training centers like a lot of these guys are posting on Instagram in the offseason to show everybody that they're working hard. He's very private with it, and that's fine as long as everything's going well. And a couple weeks ago when we were at the Combine, all the reports from Kyle Shanahan was he would look outside his office window every day and there's Jimmy on the field doing rehab work with their rehab coordinator, that everything's ahead of progress or ahead of schedule, and that's great. And then we're going to see him in spring doing 7-on-7 drills, and that's exactly what you want. And then I would expect he's going to come along well in training camp. He won't play any exhibition games because there's no reason to risk it. And then first weekend of September, wherever they are, they're going to see Jimmy Garoppolo as their week one starter and hope he stays healthy for the next 5 to 10 to 15 years.
Cam, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Guys, thank you. And I guess is it St. Patrick's week, St. Patrick's Day weekend? So enjoy don't be the amateur and have the green beer. Have a good quality beer, whether it's a Guinness or a nice IPA of your choice. And toast to us all.
Thank you very much,
nice.
Cam. Appreciate the advice. I'll be having a lager.
There you go.
Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. Yeah, you got to drink Guinness. Well, you know what, though?
You can drink them all. They
Guinness,
probably all listen, Donnie. Okay, somebody.
Guinness in the United States is... Eh. You know that Guinness in Ireland is better than Guinness in the United States? You've heard that, right? They supposedly send their bad Guinness to the United States. That's what they
Never
say.
Heard that one.
Yeah, yeah. You ever have a Guinness?
Yeah, I don't like
it. It's beer. A dark, but
I've had one.
You got to love the way you pour it, though, right? Or you're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay, it's the one. Okay. Yeah. You ever see?
They send the bad Hennessy over here. Then we got
problems.
Yeah,
it's got nothing to do with
that.
Yeah,
those. I know.
It's history. It's culture. I'm gonna
not
share
science.
With you.
Go ahead.
So the Guinness is the kind of beer that it takes you. If you order a Guinness, you shouldn't take your first sip of it for about 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't.
That
yeah,
one, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, like, the tricks. I don't like. So you got to let it foam and
exactly.
Do all the,
you fill it up halfway. Nah. You let it settle. Right, Curly? Then you fill it up to the top. And then the thing about Guinness is it's such a beautiful thing to watch. Watching a Guinness getting poured
is art. I could think of
art.
Some other things, but I'm ready to drink and wet the whistle.
And
let the cake be baked. That's what, thank you. Now, had that been scotch or vodka or Hendrix gin,
all things,
you pour it, we ready.
Guru, all things in moderation. This is an important weekend for that. I would see you walking around downtown with a lampshade on your head.
Traffic tomorrow coming here?
I have no idea. Well, hey, by the way, you know we got a new segment coming up.
I am excited.
I'm wary.
Well, you're Captain Kirk. You got responsibilities, I'm sure, to throw to it.
Yeah, why don't you tell them what it's called, the listener?
I forgot.
See? That's...
Yeah.
We're going to do a two-minute warning. 11:30 is
like
coming
that.
Up. Two-minute warning. And obviously, the listener gets to join that conversation.
Dude, two-minute warning. Is that awesome?
It is pretty awesome. You know who else is awesome? Anna Kay. She's going to be telling us what's going on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Conor McGregor's intro music?
Well,
he just stomped the person's phone into the ground.
Well, he did more than that.
What else did he do?
Assault.
I thought he just ripped the phone out of the dude's hands and then... That's not assault,
I don't think it is assault.
No, he pulled it out
That's
gently.
That's a 211. It's a burger.
How do you know those numbers off the top of your head?
NWA. Eazy-E.
Coming up in 10 minutes... Debut of two-minute warning. This is text line.
This is when I show up. When it's two-minute warning, it's not throw me the ball. I play football.
By the way, a lot of Guinness drinkers out there.
I guess I ain't going to hate on the break.
This is one of my favorite spots in the bay. You pour the whole pint and watch the cascade. It's just beautiful. It is beautiful.
What if you got company and you're gazing into a pair of beautiful eyes?
Man,
just stare at your beer?
Yeah, yes.
Please.
Let me tell you.
Give me a margarita.
You clearly don't know exactly what I'm talking about when you pour Guinness. Maybe we'll do that today.
I don't care.
No, you're going to say, Steiny, wow. Isn't he curly? If he sees a true Guinness being poured the right way, my man Guru, he is going to be excited.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Anyway, you pour the whole pint and watch the cascade. No carbonation. Don't pour half at a time. Now, normally I'd be like, I don't know about that. But that's from Rob from Drake's Brewing. So I can't imagine Rob
no invite
doesn't
with
know
that
what he's
text,
talking
huh?
about. Oh, I'm always welcome at Drake's Brewery.
I was thinking about myself.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about the Niners, talking about the Niners.
Cam liked
Lynch.
Your question.
It's because you're not.
Or your, what do we call it? Your, not philosophy, not concoction. It's your theory.
It's actually not a theory. It's just today I'm putting a point of emphasis on the fact that stop blaming John Lynch. He's not the guy with the power. It's Kyle Shanahan.
Wow.
Kyle Shanahan has the power.
Somebody's got to ask Kyle about that. Hey, do you get final say-so?
He'll say, well, we're a team.
He'll
avoid it. Of course he will.
Or that could be the truth.
No, it's not the truth. It's not the truth. How about this? You ready for what's going to happen?
Give it to me.
Nah, action. No. Never mind. 888-957-9570 is the number. Kyle Shanahan, responsible for the 53-man roster. John Lynch than John. Hey, John Lynch. These other 30, deal with these other 37 that don't matter. JL. Hey, JL. You stick to the practice squad, bro.
He is the, I should know this. Well, not yet in the Hall of Fame, Lynch.
No, he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he'll be getting a call.
He
was a badass.
That's true. And yeah. The 510 says, and Guinness, here's the other thing about Guinness.
Oh, come on, give it to
low
me.
Low alcohol.
Then what are you drinking?
Low
soda?
Alcohol, low calorie, even though you think it's high. It's, you know what they,
no,
I, to,
see,
I told
that's
you
why
this.
People running around here looking
I've
pregnant.
Told, I've told you this.
Mm-hmm. We didn't figure it out.
I just said low calorie. It's low calorie.
But you get bloated. You still get bloated. When I drink beer, I get bloated. I feel pregnant.
This is different because it's non-carbonated.
Mm. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Talk to me, Stani. But how do you get, you know?
What? Lit?
As my friend, yeah, or bit, as we say to you.
That's not what it's about.
Oh, it is. For me, when I'm drinking,
no,
I need an escape.
No, it's about crack. That's what it's about.
Crack? Well, I don't do that.
Crack. C-R-A-I-C. It's an Irish term. Crack. It means conversation. Irish culture is such a big part of Irish culture is the pub culture. You go to the pub, not necessarily to get drunk.
Like cheers.
You go to the pub to catch up on what's happening
like
around the neighborhood and around the society.
I like that.
I got John Curley, an Irish guy, saying, wrap it up, wrap it up. Like, stop talking.
No, he was giving the thumbs up.
No, he's saying,
no.
Get off. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's saying I'm right.
Yeah, crack around the town.
Yeah.
Where I'm from, crack.
Like,
that's a different
Van Morrison's meeting. A guy from Ireland, and he sings a song where he says the crack is good.
Like,
he's not talking
quick.
About the drug. He's talking about conversation and music.
Cheers.
They go to a pub to hear music, to talk. It's social. It is not.
Cheers was an Irish bar.
Spell it. C-R-A-I-C. I want to say it's a Gaelic word or an I think Gaelic. I don't know. A Gaelic isn't Irish. I think it's different.
Dude, I learned something.
But there you go.
Yeah, great. What about Cheers?
They also
that
call,
was an Irish bar.
They also
They were in Boston.
Yeah, but...
Coach?
Yeah, but usually I was like McGillicuddy's or McGee's or,
oh,
or Fitzgerald, Fitz's or O'Reilly's.
Well, you know,
anyway, they also... Here's the thing. You know what they call Guinness in Ireland? Or
Take a guess if I know. No, I don't.
They call it bread. Bread, as in it's also a meal kind of, because it's such a staple. It's such a staple of Irish culture and Irish society. It's like bread. You know what I mean? It's isn't that
it's
cool?
It's not good for you.
No, it's...
Well, bread. You know what I mean.
Simon, Guinness is carbonated. Not according to Drake's guy.
And I'm going to say...
Okay, they
yeah.
use nitrogen. All right. So
nitrogen
is carbonated? It doesn't go in the beer. So there you go.
I'll stick with the... Fine. What do they call it? Fine
yes,
drinks.
Goo, 510. Goo, I love you, man. You kill me on the daily. LMAO. That means, you know, it's funny. Kind
of. I know what it means. Thank you, Stani.
Yeah, I don't know what if it's carbon or if it's not carbon.
I'm going to just stay in my lane.
Can I bring something up? What? You didn't know I was going to bring this up, but
these are the best. Okay. I feel like a hockey goalie right now.
We got about 7 minutes.
Give it to me. Come on.
Got about 7 minutes.
These are
kill.
Spontaneous.
So, you know I love you, right?
Oh wow! I didn't left something out or something up on the internet. Go ahead.
No, no, no. So, you're the king of new information has come available, right?
I gotta stop laughing.
So. Like you said, the two things that have stuck out for me. One is you said, bring DeMarcus Cousins off the bench. You said that about 10 days ago. And then you also said at one point, go out and get AB.
Okay.
Then AB said he didn't need football. And you said, oh, Steiny, I was wrong about that. And now you're like, the 49ers should have gotten Antonio Brown.
After I saw the light and sparkle in his eye on that Instagram post, and him showing up to Derek Carr's doorstep, that let me know his resume superseded what I thought was a bad interview. And about D-Cuz real quick,
yeah, yeah.
I said if he keeps up at this pace, we should look into going.
I said,
check John Dickinson's podcast, Warriors Weekly. I'm on it with Kalina.
I know the date.
Okay.
Not a week and a half ago Wednesday, I said, you want to bring DeMarcus Cousins off the bench tonight? And you said yes. So now my point is this.
All right.
So now, like, this is the thing. So you said, well, okay. Yeah,
you're the vocab police.
You know it.
Because I say things and you make a different interpretation. And I was just talking about it with my neighbor.
I know. And tell your neighbor, is it 49er Frankie?
No.
Well, tell your neighbor he's right. And that's the curse of being the son of two English teachers.
You make the meaning different.
No, I don't. I said
Cousins if this kept up.
No, you didn't. You said anyway, but here's my point. Right. So now, like, you said, well, new information. I have the right to change my mind.
And react.
But here's the problem.
Okay.
So if on the day you said, we got to bring him off the bench tonight, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So now he goes to the bench. Don't you realize he's not going to have 27 on a night like he did against the Rockets then? So... he will, like, you made the decision. You know what I mean?
That's how you're looking at it, right?
So he started against Houston, mm-hmm. Yeah. And now he's, let's see. Oh, he's got to stay. But don't you see? You made the decision. He's not starting for you. You would have never even seen that.
Right.
So you know what I mean? I mean, yeah, you changed your mind, but if you were really in a position of decision-making, you'd be screwed.
If you really knew me, you would know what we're about to do. And what I was saying was, I'm fed up. It's the 2-minute warning, DeMarcus. I need to see it or we'll have to resort to bench. And guess what we saw in Houston? We saw it. Dude, can he do that tomorrow night?
Who?
DeMarcus Cousins. I watched that game again. He was...
like, why not?
Just KD's out there. And it's not personal.
I thought you meant
because
Adams, honestly. I thought you meant because of Steven Adams. I forgot.
Hey, well, your boy was terrible last night. I'm random, but won the game winner.
Who are you talking about?
He had little men on him. It wouldn't do it, but he did it at the end. I was going to take shots out, David. Jokic was.
By the way,
he's got to know. He's got to get a better feel for the game.
Newfound respect for the Dallas Mavericks.
You see,
they have taken it to another level in terms of tanking. You do realize if they're one of the worst five, if they get pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they keep it. If they get 6 or higher, it goes to Atlanta.
Oh, man.
So they need to get bad
in a hurry.
Is that
what I watched last night?
That's exactly what you watched. In fact, I'm surprised they...
those rush three-pointers.
Dude,
you're playing the clock.
I'm surprised it was that close.
Hey, that Brunson's going to be a player.
Who?
Brunson from Villanova. The point guard for Dallas.
Oh, my God. No. Don't make that mistake. Don't make that mistake.
The lefty.
Yeah. No, he's not. No, he's just a guy. And you know what? I don't know that I could pick him out of a police lineup.
Guess who he reminds me of?
Who does he remind you of?
Derek Fisher.
Oof. Oh, my God.
On a good day. Like, that would be his ceiling.
So, okay.
Just, you know, that's how I think.
Okay.
Not saying he's, you know, like I said, Pettis is Taylor on a good day.
Okay, so do me a favor and just ask me.
What do you think of that?
What do I think of who?
The comparison that I think Brunson.
You made my point. That officially puts Brunson on my 10-foot pole team.
Wow.
Guys I don't want.
Wow, Steiny.
Wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
So they do the game. I get in there. I'm glad it's different.
Steiny, is there a point to what you're trying to say other than to rub it in Guru's face that he's wrong? Where is this going? Nah, this is love. Bro.
I don't
this
take
is love.
This as wrong.
Nah, man, we were laughing. That's what I love about
you. But even
you.
If you were, I'm not wrong. I was saying, dude, shape up or ship out. And he shaped up.
You know, and even the fact that you were wrong and
Monday's
now you're trying to say
show.
You're not wrong, it's still funny. Yeah, and we're good friends. You know, I think people are envious of our relationship. That's what I think it is.
Whoa. This is the 2-minute warning. Steiny and Guru get 2 minutes per topic. That's it. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, question number one. The Warriors, Guru, are 22-1 in the last 23 games when Steph Curry plays and Kevin Durant sits? Are the Warriors better without Kevin Durant? They're 22-1.
I'll never say no, but that stat has a lot of meaning. And what I saw in Houston without Kevin Durant takes me back to, if he decides to take his services elsewhere, don't count the Warriors out. That's all I'm saying. I like this big.
Go ahead. Crazy.
Crazy how?
They're not better.
I didn't say they were. I said they'll be a factor and don't.
Factor how?
Championship or bust.
No, yeah, no.
You don't know who's going to be on the team. How about that?
I'll tell you one guy who's not going to be on the team.
Who?
Any of the big name free agents.
Cousins.
No.
Oh, you're talking about out there.
By the way, and we talked about this, my main man, Danny LaRue of The Athletic. Okay. Salary cap expert wrote a story yesterday about DeMarcus Cousins and why it's going to be so difficult.
His early bird rights.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. See, I think this is a danger. I think this is a danger, and I think Kevin Durant can sense this. Don't start saying this team will be fine without Kevin Durant. That's going to chase him out the door, right?
But you're an adult. You always prepare for the future. Before the future gets you. A man without a plan.
I realize that there's a lot of fans out there that think the media is pushing KD out.
Oh,
and I'm telling you right now.
You think people think that?
Oh, my God. Do people think that?
Oh, then
absolutely
I'll tell
they
KD,
think that.
I hope he doesn't feel that way.
He absolutely feels that
way. Why would he?
Because he's a sensitive young man.
Dude, he won two chips.
Sensitive,
after
though.
Winning none.
Yeah, but nobody thinks.
Oh.
Everybody, it's still always
Curry. Oh, they
missed
the game where he hit the shot over LeBron. And when push came to shove and people couldn't get a shot off.
All right, Guru, which is better, the NCAA tournament or the NBA playoffs?
This is disrespectful. It's the NBA playoffs. It's the real March Madness. Dude, who put this together? I'll deal with that after. It's the NBA playoffs.
Together?
This question.
I put this question up there.
This is ridiculous. A fluke tournament? I'm talking about the NBA is predicated on reputations. If you can't shoot or guard, we're going to exploit it. We're going to ruin your life for the next week or two in this series. NCAA tournament is high school. The best team don't win the NCAA tournament, and they got zone.
That's right.
It's NBA playoffs.
That's because you got to come to play every day, one and done.
So that's your answer?
You can't ease into a series. Come on. One and done.
And the NCAA players,
you know,
don't do what they
Let me tell you something. My senior year, we were better than Susquehanna, but they knocked us off at Mazer Center. You know? So, I wanted a seven-game series.
Dude,
seven-game series rather than
Do you remember when the NBA playoffs, every team would switch to black shoes? And the Warriors, when Chris Webber was in town, they played Phoenix. They would switch to the black. Google it. And that would everybody. And that would let you know it was go time. The black shoes, Donnie. That's how old I am.
When they didn't have the black shoes on, what did the opposition think?
I felt like the camaraderie was, it wasn't, you guys are going home. Jordan, everybody, the Knicks, everybody used to put on the black Air Maxes.
Everybody knows I'm a pro guy. Well, not everybody, because not everybody really cares about me. But, you know me. I love the pros. But I'll tell you what. I never rip the NCAA tournament.
I thought you loved the pros.
I do love the pros.
Okay. So
you can love the pros and love the NCAA tournament.
So which one are you taking?
I can take them both. And I'm going to cop out and take them both because they don't go on at the same time. March Madness is fun. March Madness is extremely fun.
Watching your beer to you foam is fun. I'm talking about what's better. If you had to live with one, it's the playoffs. Give me a series.
Well, I'd probably say playoffs just because they last longer. What grade do you give the San Francisco 49ers this season?
It was a C earlier, but now it's a C-minus after finding out what's really happening.
They got Verrett.
He's played three games in five games in 3 years.
You're going to think.
Go ahead.
This is.
Yeah.
You're going to think I'm just saying this to troll, but I'm not. I'm sorry. Could you give me that stat again?
Five games in 3 years.
That means he's due to play. It's the NFL.
Oh, my God, Stoney.
It's the NFL.
Oh, man.
Everybody comes off injury. Come on now.
You're changing.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm giving John Lynch, I'm sitting him in the corner because he's not really a part of free agency. I'm going to give Kyle Shanahan a B so far.
Okay.
A B.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm going to give him a B is because I think we're underestimating the Dee Ford acquisition. That's a big boy.
Right. The guy that cost the Chiefs a trip to the Super Bowl.
When we say 49ers, they only get out and get a big name.
Yeah.
Dee Ford's a big name. Will you admit that? Dee Ford's a big name.
Oh, Dee Ford's a baller.
That's right.
Okay.
So they went out and,
in a 3-4 scheme, the Niners run a 4-3. No, nobody cares.
You're right. I don't care because Dee Ford is the kind of guy that renders schemes obsolete. He's that great of a player.
The Andy Reid one to keep him in town.
They have roster.
They got
to pay Mahomes in a couple years.
I got you. A couple, okay. I got you. Hey.
Your favorite team on the other side of the bay couldn't pay Khalil Mack because they paid the quarterback, and now he's gone.
I think
you can't pay everybody $27 million.
Yeah, I don't think they thought that much of Mack in crunch time. Just throwing it out there.
Well,
it's my turn.
I'm giving him a B.
It's my turn.
What do you mean?
To ask a question.
Well, can you wait till the horn? You got to wait till the horn.
Oh, you're right.
I told him to shorten it up to 90 seconds. I think 90 seconds. But now I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, B. You don't really mean that.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go, Stoddy. With the Warriors playing tomorrow night in OKC, are the Thunder the biggest threat to the Warriors in the West?
No. It's the Houston Rockets. No doubt about it. I don't trust the Oklahoma City Thunder. I really don't.
Why?
I don't think they're smart enough. I don't think their basketball IQ is high enough to beat the Warriors. Houston, on the other hand, they have that opportunity. Not saying they're gonna, but they have that opportunity.
I'm going to say they are. And the reason they are is Billy Donovan is the IQ that they were missing. And Paul George is my MVP. Steiny, I'm going to take that back. We'll get to that.
Thank you.
Yeah, but he's up there in my top three MVP. And I think there's something going on with Houston at home against the Warriors.
No, it is. I saw it.
I watched that game.
That's not true. You're wrong about that, though.
I don't have numbers.
I have numbers.
Yeah, but that's why I am who I am. It's a gut feeling. That 27 missed three-pointers, that's it for Houston in that building against the Warriors. They can't beat them, Steiny. And the fact that Durant didn't play and you still couldn't beat them, I'm telling you, Houston is not the biggest threat. It is OKC and Russell Westbrook, who's the butt to slim down. He looked thin.
I'm telling you,
he's getting into shape.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and
man,
they got
good. It's March.
They got.
I'm glad he's getting into shape.
Well,
it's really March.
April. It's really April.
It is.
My dad always told me 2 weeks before roundup, so it's March, but it's really April.
That's when he's talking about decimal points, not months.
No, we like math.
If it's 7.6, fine, go to 8. If it's March 16th,
like
you
my
don't
birthday's
go to
in
April.
May, I already added the year. I don't need to wait to May because the math is, turn the clock.
How old are you?
I'm at 32.
Okay, you're really 31 and 2/3, bro.
I'm 33 once it turns January
1. That's what you used to do when you were like 13 years old. You still do that? I remember this. This used to be a big one. Hey, Maddie, how old are you? 12 and a half. 12 and a half.
Is baseball, Steiny? I like that. Hurting itself with the new rule changes.
Well, we got to explain what the new rule change is.
Three pitcher minimum.
That's right. Yeah.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Let me explain it a little better.
Three batter minimum.
All right.
Reliever comes into the game. Must face three batters. That rule is starting year after this. So next year in baseball, you bring a guy in out of the bullpen, he's got to face three batters. Like it or love it? Which? Do you like it or do you love it?
I hate it. It's Little League. Why are you selling your soul? Who's that person out there that says, oh, it's a three-batter minimum, I'm all in? You're tricking yourself. And you're telling me
I'm in
the sport that has guaranteed contract, because baseball money-wise is all good, why are you stripping it down?
What do you mean stripping it down?
Why are you selling your soul with that stupid?
You got to speed up the game.
Saying,
you have to speed up the game.
For who?
How about for Mets, Nine Mets? Speed it up for me. You know what? They all talk about the younger generation. Oh, the younger generation wants it fat. I'm not the younger generation, and I think baseball's lacking. They got to do something, Goo. Pick up the pace.
So you're going to go get a facelift, fake?
Exactly.
Fake calves or other stuff?
What? Calves?
I was going to, I used to work at a mortgage company, and the guys used to get the big checks. Males, what they were into their,
You used to work where? And what does this have to do with calves?
In Roseville. So they would go get the enhancements in the calf muscle.
Guys?
Yeah, guys.
I mean, like,
guys.
Cosmetic,
and I used to be like, dude, nobody
cosmetic
cares.
Cosmetic surgery for your calves? For,
hey,
no,
I'll
I don't believe it.
Hey, hey.
I don't believe it.
Hey, I swear to God. I swear to God, I shouldn't say that, but yeah.
Really?
Just think about that. How insecure you got to be.
Wow.
Yeah. No. I might get my, you know, something with the face, but. You know, like, get the skinny face back.
That's going to do it for 2 Minute Warning. By the way, Brian Ratto, who is our, I don't know what he does.
Dr. Dre, production.
He basically has it down. 10, 15 years, I don't think baseball is going to be around.
Who's
it's going to be a
that?
Niche sport. It's going to be a niche sport.
Stop. It's
like
too
curling.
Much money. It makes regionally,
like
it's been doing well, Steiny.
And you know what? That's a problem. The sport is declining, and they're still paying these guys crazy money.
That's the that's your buffer. That
oh,
tells you
awful.
that's your barometer.
Yeah,
the money is guaranteed to sit there. You can have a gut, be in right field, not have. Hey, come check me out. I'm playing to somebody.
530's got a really good question. Guru's 32. How come all your references are from the 1970s?
Because when you get in this business, your age stops.
But you weren't alive during the 70s.
We all know that, but the number is, you know, like Aretha Franklin. Nobody need to know my real age.
Oh, so you're not 32.
Right.
Oh, okay.
My hair is, but
Should I drop dime on you?
No.
I know about what you are.
Because snitches get stitches.
We've been over this.
Dude,
they don't.
I'm really getting to the point. I don't care. Nobody need to know my age.
Don't say it like that, because the first time I get mad at you, I'm going to tell people your age, just out of spite.
But if that's all you got, then I'm okay.
No, I got more.
No.
I got more in my grab bag. I got more in my grab bag. All right. There are a couple good ones on here.
How'd you feel about that segment?
We got to cut down the 2 minutes to 90 seconds and got to figure out a better way to get the
Curly
listener
to tell
involved.
Us what he thought.
It doesn't matter what he thinks.
He's the producer. He can nix it.
Which part of it doesn't matter what he thinks did you miss?
Dude, you are a man. And you talk about Antonio Brown. You're those guys.
Let me ask you a question. All right. Now,
Divas don't like divas.
I don't want to toot my own horn.
I've been doing it for 2 hours.
But, you know, I've done something in this business. You know, I've worked for newspapers. I've worked television. I've worked digital. I'm now doing radio. I'm twice as old as that kid in there.
All right.
I'm twice as old as that kid. He's not going to dictate to me what we do. I'm going to try to work with him because I like him. He's a good kid.
But he's,
90-second warning doesn't have the same ring to it. Thank you very much. Uh-oh. 510 knows how old your eyes.
I don't care.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't care.
Dude. You do not want me to drop dime on how old you really are.
Because
they'll stop showing up at the Crown Royal Club. And I know it.
No, I'm just saying if, you know, I ever have to fill out another resume, I'm 32.
Steiny, Guru's right. It's popular with the guys who lift constantly and do leg workouts and get no results. They get calf implants. He saw 925's documentary.
Dude, he was so skinny, but he wanted the muscles in the calf. I said, dude, what are you doing?
Oh, they're calling you out. What man lies about his age?
See, that I'm the new breed.
That you like? That you do that?
Yep. I use expensive lotion, too. What we got?
Oh, look at... Ooh.
Give him the good stuff.
Brunson played great against the Dubs. He can... Okay, here's the... Guru's on to something with Brunson. Here's my feeling. I just don't think that... You know how... They always say about certain college guards, oh, what a great leader. He's going to be a great leader.
Yeah.
That never works in the NBA. It never works. Like
John Stockton?
He doesn't fit what I'm saying. A guy like Bobby Hurley.
Oh, yeah.
Mateen Cleaves.
That can't supersede your talent.
John Crotty.
Yeah, right. Keep going.
Chris Corciani.
B.J. Armstrong.
Jacques Vaughn. He wasn't a pure point guard. So, who are we talking about?
OKC and Golden State.
No, we're talking about Brunson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I
guarantee he's not going to be anything more than a
Well, he's
Eric
getting
Snow.
Some minutes. That's what I'm saying.
Well, of course. They're trying to lose.
Speaking of him, have
they're
you seen him?
They're trying to lose.
Yeah, they did a good job last night. What do you expect tomorrow, Steiny?
What? What's OKC going on tomorrow?
On prime time. The Warriors come back with 2 wins. One without KD, I'm sure he's going tomorrow. Mm-hmm. He has to go. They called him Cupcake tomorrow. KD, dude,
if they
could
back?
Come back 3-1 or 4-0, NWA had a song or a lyric, quiet on the set. That means I'm all, it's go time. And they showed me San Antonio, who's other, the easy, Minnesota.
It's a back-to-back, bro.
Oh. Dude, they're feeling themselves. If they get this win tomorrow, they're feeling themselves.
They're not feeling themselves. Why do you say they're just coming off a loss to Phoenix?
They just beat Houston without KD.
That's great. So beat Oklahoma City, and I'll maybe allow you to feel yourself a little bit.
Go ahead.
Don't.
Fool myself?
No, don't poo-poo San Antonio to Minnesota back-to-back. Come on now, Goo.
Come on.
Go Google how far. That's going to be 1,400 miles.
In a hotel in the sky.
It's not a hotel.
I've seen what they can eat.
Oh, really?
They have the masseuse.
You can't eat on a 747 when you go to...
Come on. They got space.
Okay.
Come on. Whatever you need's at your disposal.
No, it's not.
What can I get you, Mr. Steinmetz? Yeah, give me some...
Lobster.
Prime rib.
We don't have lobster.
I will give you the prime rib.
You know what? I'll take it. You know what? I'd like a latte.
Hey, hold on. I got a little soy latte.
Guess what? They don't have.
Can you send somebody down to rub? Oh, Mr. Simons, would you like your thigh rubbed? Yeah, no problem.
What plane are you on?
I see what goes on. I know what the big planes in the sky.
There's no massaging going on a team plane like that, bro.
I seen Jordan getting massaged on that new documentary that's coming out. They had people up
sky. I think you're lying right now.
That's the second time you called me a liar.
No, I didn't call. I said, I think you are.
No, the other one was violent,
though. Yeah, the other one
was. And you pointed at me like
Nixon. Other one was.
Oh, boy.
I can't say bruh. Did I say bruh? I can say bruh.
When you're around me.
Bottom line is, if I start saying bruh, nobody under 35 will. I'll shut that down. Nobody younger than me wants to use the
same term. There's nothing worse than bro, right? When I hear that, I'm just like, come on, let's get something else.
I don't really say that anyway.
No, but the dudes that say it like it's really, what up, bro? Come on, it's so outdated.
Women lie about their age all the time. Why can't men? No, they don't.
I'm doing it.
Women don't do that. Women don't do that more than men.
Are you? What planet are you on?
Earth.
That's where I got it from. Dude, if I get walked out of here and I need a job, I'm putting 32.
Well, guess what? You're not going to get hired because you're a liar. That would make you a liar. And I'll look you in the eye
so
and
they
call
gotta,
you that.
I got to bring the birth certificate. No, come on. I'm 32. They're going to say, you don't look 32.
Why are you doing
well, a little bit. But
why don't you just, like, say 42 and maybe
42?
Somebody can get
that's
get
their
you.
Truth.
Man.
40. Come on. You got to think young too, man.
Just one other thing I had down here. Oh, Klay Thompson. He apologized to the Warrior fans.
Did they have anything with the owner coming out saying that he didn't agree with Klay?
I don't think so.
A little phone call. Hey, Klay. Can you take that back? The fans love you. I love Klay.
Nobody was mad at Klay for that.
Nope. Well, my wife wasn't. She's a big Klay fan.
Everybody loves Klay.
A different way. She's kind of attracted to him. Yeah. Thinks he's hot. Him and Paige.
I mean, you know, the one thing that I...
Come on, Klay.
The one thing that I have been
Come
thinking, when you look at the big four, Draymond, Durant, Curry, and Klay...
Come on,
that might be the best looking big four in NBA history. Seriously. I mean, those guys are all...
I feel awkward.
Good looking
guys.
So
I'm going to say, yeah, they're the best. we'll leave it there. Because a real male can say another male, you know what I mean.
I didn't want to bring this up, but speaking of KD...
You've been doing that a lot.
Did I tell you when like, my 11th grade daughter... Did I tell you what she said to me the other day? She just said, she's like, I love Draymond. I'm like, yeah, he's pretty good, man, pretty good. She's like, I'm down on Durant.
Your daughter?
11th grade.
She's been listening to the show.
I said, what do you mean you're down on Durant? Why? And she's like, weird vibe. Gives off a weird vibe. Impacts a room, she said.
Wow.
I said, he's a hell of a player, though. She said, I like Draymond better. I'm like, well, Draymond can be very divisive. I don't care. I like Draymond better. You know, Draymond can sometimes be a problem. He can sometimes lose. I don't care. I like Draymond.
Did you tell
better.
Her what's at stake? That one of them could be gone? You didn't break that to her primer?
No. And see,
you know, if that does happen, I believe in
preparing my young kids.
Okay.
And so I've already told them the dynasty's over. Just so they're ready.
Just kidding, Stein.
You know, even if I'm just kidding out there, fans. You know what I mean? Steiny heading to Philly for the weekend. Where do I need to go? I'll tell you what. Just anywhere.
It's probably raining. Dude, how depressed. The Bay. It's the Bay.
You know what?
It's the Bay or bust,
I'm a Pats guy over Geno's, but they're both fine. They're both. And you know what? Everybody makes a big deal out of the Philly cheesesteak. It's like nothing. It's like there's nothing to it. I mean, it's meat, cheese, and maybe onions. That's it. It's not like, oh, there's a special recipe. You know how they say in New Orleans, oh, the beignets. Yeah. Well, you know what? They're special. It's stuff you put in there, nobody knows. A cheesesteak? It's four slices of steak-em and either American cheese.
Steak-em.
Or cheese whiz. Listen, I love Philly as much as anybody, but the cheesesteak is like, it's just a, it's.
And you can get the Philly cheesesteak in California.
I will say that. The cheesesteak shop, the one that's in Oakland, I think there's another one. That is a good.
Nothing
good
more one. Rated than chicken and waffles. That's the worst combination ever.
What do you mean?
Yep. Chickens don't, I'm going to stop. Are you in trouble?
408 got a little hint for you. You don't need to put your age on your resume. But for you, it'll say, like, you know, graduated from Logan in 1980. So they'll probably be able to figure it out.
Well, get bad.
No, seriously, no, yeah. When did you graduate from Logan?
In the 80s.
Oh, man.
Might have been
how
90s.
How much time we got here? We got
late 2000.
11:53:30. We're inside 2 minutes. Now we should do the two-minute warning. Who do Bonte and Papa have today? Anybody good? Oh, man, I thought you were going to say Antonio Brown.
Me too. I'm sorry.
Antonio Daniels, everybody.
You ever heard an interview Daniels. With him or had one? He can lead a mic on fire.
I've interviewed him.
Yeah. I have, too. That's why I was.
Where did he go to college?
I want to say Oklahoma State.
No, you're both wrong.
It was
Bowling Green.
That's what I said.
Antonio Daniels, Bowling Green, also where the great Nate Thurman went.
What's their nickname, Bowling Green?
Wes? Nobody. Bowling Green's nickname.
Yeah, there we go.
What do you mean, there we go? What does that mean?
Like, John Dickinson might not have that. If you two don't have it, that's a good question.
Dickinson,
there you go.
You get into the Midwest, Dickinson loses some of his knowledge.
Shout out to
Jay-Z. Do you know Wes?
No, he doesn't because he would have answered in 1 millisecond.
The Falcons? I don't.
Well, he licked it up.
No, he. Nah,
stop. Wes would have said Falcons 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how Curly's feeling when we get off.
What do you? He should be.
We
kind of
ran out. We got to run out of gas at the end.
What are you talking?
Because a 2 minute warning, I thought it was at the end.
You know
and
what?
We about to hear from. I can feel it. That's why I'm thrown off.
What are you talking?
Be ready. Just letting you know. Be ready. I can feel it.
Feel what?
The wrath.
When has Curly ever been mad?
See?
He's never been.
I
hey,
have
listen,
to deal with listen, it so it doesn't get to
have
you.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Drink in moderation if you're going to go that route. And we'll talk to you Monday after Guru sees a Guinness poured.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.